evening, truckers, and welcome to the first news bulletin of 33-3-3-3-0-2. I'm Dick Chafin.
And I am Philip Oliver Holtz.
In this evening's news: ceasefire declared in WISE 0855-0714.
Rex Bottoms missing in action.
Federal dissidents blamed for malfunctions at Alvin Prospect.
Buck Naked launches a secret mission.
Over the festive period, Hutton Orbital Truckers Cooperative appeared to have accidentally expanded into a neighbouring system. Having dispatched trade ships and information gathering teams, a misunderstanding seems to have broken out after a drinking session at Yamazaki. Certain independent types at the station put paperwork in front of the admin team whilst they were enjoying a cold drink, and the team, thinking it was the bar tab, duly signed. The next day, emails arrived at the desk of Alvin DeFeer, congratulating us on being appointed as minor independent faction in WISE 0855-0714.
Incensed by what they saw as an expansionist behavior, a local federal minor faction declared war on our cooperative, bringing capital ships to crush any uprising. We dispatched our intrepid reporter, Rex Bottoms, to investigate. The following was his first audio clip.
Good evening, this is Rex Bottoms, Hutton's newly appointed war reporter, coming at you live from WISE 0855-0714.
Stymoof, cut it out. Someone will see you.
Sorry. The Hutton Orbital Truckers have been engaged in a pitched battle for the last week against one of the minor factions here, and it looks like the tide is finally turning. Before I give you all an update on the ongoing battle, we have an audio snippet from earlier in the week, talking to members of both sides about what started this conflict.
I'm joined here in the studio by representatives from both sides in this rapidly escalating conflict. Good evening, gentlemen.
Yeah, all right.
This is ridiculous.
For the purposes of this broadcast, gentlemen, I'll be keeping your names confidential. But, Dud, you represent the Hutton Truckers. Can you describe how all this started?
Well, we was in the bar at Hutton, right, talking about how nice it was now that we was in charge of a system, and how funny it would be if we expanded into Seoul, when a couple of stiff Fed types came over. We offered to buy them a stiff one and made a few jokes, you know, about expanding in Uranus. Didn't seem like it.
Indeed, I would expect not. So, Fred, you witnessed this whole episode?
I don't find this in the slightest amusing. This has nothing to do with drunken bar antics at this hellhole you call a headquarters.
Some would suggest that the freedoms at Hutton far outweigh oppressive federal rule. However, what is it about? After all, you don't control the station.
Hutton and their ownership of the Alpha Centauri system present a visible threat to the local area, and as such, should be prevented from expanding their ludicrous operations elsewhere. As for that bloody dog...
What'd you call my mum?
Gentlemen!
Yeah, I've worked you out for starters. Yeah, cop this one in the party bags.
As you heard there, this fight is serious. Deadly serious. Hutton's executive commander, Alvin DeFeer, issued orders that in retribution for perceived insults, all truckers were to descend on WISE 0855-0714 and launch a full-scale assault. The minor federal faction, backed as we understand it by the notorious mug denier Ben Ryder, brought some heavy federal hardware to the party.
Warning. Signature detected.
Commanders Marshall, Puppy and BGT have commanded wings of truckers, attacking at every opportunity and driving capital ship after capital ship away for repairs. Only a handful of pilots Federation commanders have joined the Federal efforts, including at one point Fazerina Van Castar and Commander Snuffler, though this reporter has been led to believe that it was all a big misunderstanding and they clicked the wrong button.
Under attack.
Oh dear, we seem to have drawn some fire from Federal forces. Broadcast a press signal on all channels.
Simuth, stop mooning them out the window, man!
Dear God, someone has a railgun.
Under attack.
This is a distress call. All channels, this is Rex Bottoms. I'm under attack. Y0855-0714. Someone send help!
Immediately following this, Rex disappeared and the war escalated, with pilot groups descending upon the system on both sides. Commanders Michel and Cheesewiz, aided by as many Huttoneers as they could find, led a valiant fight to rout the Federal war machine and bring us back to a state of peace. With the arrival of a major Federal player strike force, headed by the dastardly A. Honcho, Hutton broadcast a distress call to all our partners, and the call was responded to by Rax Minerva of the Diamond Frogs, Brenner Soraya of the Paladins, and wings upon wings of ships from Dark Echo. The tide turned, and our newly established faction won the war, with the Federals suing for peace. There had been no signal from our bottoms until a faint broadcast was heard from Yamazaki.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rex Bottoms reporting from somewhere in the Y0855-0714 system. I have been captured by Federal forces loyal to the United Exchange and brought back to Yamazaki. My ship was destroyed shortly after Simuth opened visual communications through the canopy screen. I do not think he was captured, so I am hoping he has been returned safely to Alvin Prospect, and that the burns to his gluteus maximus aren't too serious. I have escaped my captors, and are currently hiding in a maintenance storage facility in Yamazaki, which seems perilously close to some Federal plumbing. Fortunately, I managed to secrete a transmission device about my person. I'm not sure how long I have before they track me down, though. There's been a steady stream of ships loyal to Hutton, docking at Pad 3, connecting to the War Bond Authority, and leaving again. I have no way of crossing the docking bay without being spotted. Oh, I've got to get out of here. I've heard reports that the minor faction here is holding a secret meeting with representatives from Hudson to try and drum up support. I'm going to see if I can listen in. Bear with me. Okay, I'm in a service corridor. No one is in sight.
There he is. Don't move, Bottoms. Security, arrest that man.
This is Rex Bottoms reporting, making a tactical withdrawal from a dangerous-looking situation.
Get off me!
Oh!
We have you now, you filthy trucker.
I'll have you know I'm a respected, lauded, and rather fastidious member of the press, and it would be much appreciated if your goon would take his foot off of me.
Lie still while I search you. What do we have here?
That's my mods prevention applicator.
Mods? You've got mods. Where on earth did you hide that thing? Didn't have it earlier during the strip search. You'll give us the disposition of Hutton forces or face the consequences.
You can't make me talk! I won't break. Rex cannot be broken.
Prepare him for interrogation and destroy that thing. Flush it out of Trap 3, revolting-looking device.
No! I need that
Here at Hutton, we have no doubt that Rex has been taken planetside and is being subjected to the foulest torture known to man, or woman. A rescue mission is planned to Velho Keep in Wise. Valiant truckers are assembling in orbit with armed surface reconnaissance vehicles to ensure the safe return of Rex. Buck Naked, agent for Lacon Spaceways and longtime resident of Hutton Orbital, is launching a new top secret initiative on the 6th of February. Details at the moment are top secret. The route is top secret. However, it is strongly rumored that he will be bringing one spare set of planetary landing software with him for one lucky commander. Once Naked is less secret, we can tell you more.
We're going to re-report that last segment because I do believe we had some technical issues caused by the very nature of this particular story. In related news, Alvin Prospect, formerly Aldin, but renamed in honor of our glorious leader, has been experiencing malfunctions for the last few days. Cubicle 3 indeed has now completely overflowed into the station corridors. The coffee machine is dispensing toilet cleaner, and there are unconfirmed reports of weevils in the station own brand biscuits. Docking crews have reported that shipments of unknown artifacts have been transported to the station, falsely labeled as research materials. As with stations throughout the bubble, Hutton has been struck down with a mysterious technology plague. To date, there is only one known cure. Meta-alloys. So this is a distress call to all commanders out there. Please get your barnacles over here to Alvin Prospect, as without a working coffee machine, commanders may well not make the extended flight to Hutton without pulling a Flossie. And that was the news. I'm Dick Chafing, and this...
And I have been Philip Oliver Holtz.
And this was Hutton Orbital News. We'll catch you later on, Commanders. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, it's Psycho Cow here, joined in the studio with Eric Marquis, enjoying our return to Hutton Orbital Airwaves and getting out to you since, I think it was before Christmas, actually, was the last time we did a little broadcast, wasn't it?
It was.
it's been a long hiatus. It's been a bit of a tricky new year for myself. I'm not sure, how was your start to this year, 2016, being kind to you?
It has been so far. Business is picking up. In fact, I had a couple meetings to go to this morning. I finished up, and so I went to the theater, and I watched Mockingjay Part 2, finally.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we had a family bereavement, and have had to be dealing with that since New Year, which is, you know, it's always a sort of sad time to have to do these things anyway, and it's been pretty much filling up my entire day, which has led to the delay in the Dockers Christmas Special Part 2, but I hope to get that done very, very soon. Everything else that I've had to catch up on has now been completed, so it's going well now. I'm beginning to feel that festive spirit again, just a couple of weeks too late.
Well, at least you're feeling it, and we're definitely glad that you're back, and we're broadcasting again. It's fantastic to hear all this.
And what we have to do just now, as per usual, as per the terms and conditions of this wonderful radio service that we are able to bring to you, we have got to go for a quick advert, and we'll be back straight after this. So what we're going to do is we're going to leave you with this beautiful tune, and you may well hear some real-world adverts kick in while this is going. So bear with us. We'll see you after this two-minute break.
that all mine has touched his golden touch. Such a cold conduct beckons you to enter the deadly fray that you once did. The hull advertises her well for a pirate ship. Knows when he's faced her, it's the kiss of death. 'Cause she's the gold conduct. Pretty girl, you're wearing her weapons unfold. 'Cause she runs cold. It's the kiss of death, the mighty gold conduct. Pretty girl, we're wearing her weapons unfold. 'Cause she runs cold. She only holds gold.
We're back in the studio. That was Gold Conda, and I dare not guess who sang that again because I've not got the information, and every time I guess I get it horribly, horribly wrong. It will either have been Mrs. C or Mrs. P, who are both amazing, and we are so thankful to them for their contributions to our station. It's amazing. It's Mrs. P, in fact. I'm just being told by Mr. P, who's making it very clear to me that it was Mrs. P.
he's also it's so hard because, I mean, they run. I'm Mrs. C, Mrs. P. We, you know.
I've got no chance.
I feel your pain, no Cal.
My attention to detail is second to none. If, I mean, a nun who's maybe not breathing, then I think that's quite an accurate statement. Now, we have got a number of things happening in the Hutton Truckers at the moment. We've got some new prizes that have been verified, checked, and are in the current beta testing stage, and I think they're ready for sign-off, but we can't tell you anything about those yet. But they're going to be special. I'm contemplating in the near future a rethinking of the Hutton mug and maybe bringing out a version 2 for another round of prizes. So we've got lots of prizes and lots of ideas. And of course, if you want to throw some pennies into the prize pot to help it cover the costs of some of these, certainly it's the postage, it's really painful for some of these things, then we do have a donate page on huttonorbital.com. And I have... not exactly. You may just have a double check and see if we put a link up to it.
There is a link on the first page of our...
Let's have a look and see. Help Hutton Orbital is the tab at the top of the page.
Oh, yep.
Yep. So if you click on that, it will take you in. So we will... Nearly 200 mugs. It was actually 215 mugs we have managed to have passed through our hands. So it's been a fantastic kind of opportunity for us to be able to get these prizes to you guys, and your donations mean that we can continue and potentially even step it up a level if we get enough donations in, because obviously we are going to continue to put money in here because we love it. We just love what we're doing. It's so much fun. Now, I am waiting for the intrepid Van de Olm to come and join us in the studio, and in fact here he is. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, good evening. I finally escaped.
Yes, now we've also got a member of our Hutton Orbital political team who is hiding further up in the channel, so we'll bring him down as well. That's Commander Spike. I'm just letting him know so that he can unmute himself, and we'll drag him down too. So we can go through all the things that are going on. But first of all, Dave, how was your Christmas and New Year? Did you have a nice time?
I ate too much, I drank too much, I probably spent too much time talking about Hutton, but yeah, pretty good.
It's always good to hear. And Spike, good evening and welcome to the broadcast room. How are you?
Good evening. Very good, thank you. Let me just mute the radio. Yeah, very good, thank you. How's everyone doing?
We're all good. It's been a very busy time for the Hutton Orbital Truckers Cooperative, and I think it's probably a good time just to go through what the current state of play is. And you've recently put some new posts up, so it's fair to say that our expansion efforts, and in fact the sort of efficiency of our expansion efforts, has no longer gone, let's say, unnoticed nor tolerated at the current minute, and we have brought some welcome opposition into our existence, which is always good, because if it was too easy, there wouldn't be any sense of achievement. So I don't know if you want to run us through what the current situation is.
So
hang on, I'm going to talk over the top of this one. The current situation is that A Honcho's an evil son of a gun.
This sounds like a very personal situation here. Did he steal, or did he pee in your sandbox?
He smashed my Python again. I've lost my Python to the code, I've lost it to Convoice, and I've now lost it to Honcho.
If it's any consolation, Commander Michel took him out for you.
Well, that is why she was sent those beautiful glasses.
And next in the news, we'll add a donate button to our Help Vendaeon. Pay for a new Python.
I don't want to end up in a Sidewinder account, please.
His Python relocation package. That could be quite interesting. Yes, yeah, some commanders really do suffer when they are in PvP situations. Just spare a thought for that dear old Van de Un, who as yet seems to be consistently on the losing side of the battle.
No, I put the Python out there. You know, it happens, it all kicks off, and everybody says, let's go and run away and hide in, I don't know, places these bad guys aren't. I'll take them on. I'm going to take it on the nose, and I wing up with some people, and I say, I found them, I'm going to get them, and I jump in. Next thing I know, there are 8 ships in there. I think, awesome, this is good, I've got 7 ships with me, and then realize the 8 ships are the enemy. And my poor Python takes a bit of a hammering, and your frame shifts offline, and you can't escape, and they're laughing in the text messages in the corner. And I turn around and say, right, that's it, I'm going to try and take one with me, and it doesn't quite work like that, does it?
I'm just saying, did you just really throw every other trucker under a bus there and call them a bunch of runaway cowards? Is that what you just said? They left you on your own?
No. I said that was one of the options available, but instead I turned round and took one for the team. I bent over and said, please spank me, Mr. Federal Person.
Well, to be honest, I believe we have had some very positive feedback from the opposition that we've been facing in recent days. How impressed and happy they've enjoyed the interaction of those of us that were willing to turn around and give them a bit of a run for their money. And that, I imagine, would apply to your good self. I currently am about 2,800 light years. When you talk about running away, I do it in style. And I don't stop to you. I just keep going. Since a certain commander blew me up when I was sitting looking at the barnacles, which I thought was just disgusting behaviour, and it was my poor little vulture, and it took me flipping 2 hours to get it out of there, and I landed 5 seconds later, I'm blown up, and I'm back at the beginning.
There now, cow, it's okay.
So I decided to go out and find the Thargoids, because I think they'll play fair.
Well, possibly. All those black fat felines or fat black felines. But I feel really bad now because I talked over Commander Spike.
He's gone. Look, he's run off.
I'm back. He's back. That's perfect timing.
I know, but is the commander who's destroying people around the barnacles named after some sort of current cartoon character or something? That makes it even worse, doesn't it?
Well, it's not a current cartoon character. No, it's some whiny, specky four-eyed with a little magical stick stuck up his arse.
Oh, that's the one, yes. Harry Potter and the Barnacles of Doom.
that's the new one. It's coming out next year in a cinema near you. See Harry as you've never seen him before. Well, actually, he's still a
written by
little.
Psych.
And written by Psycho Cal.
Oh, dearie. Yeah, I think it's going to be a definite new slant on Harry Potter, that's for sure. Right, Mike, you were going to give us a rundown on current situation and the political offerings from Hutton Orbital and our amazing team of commanders and players that are all 100% behind us, fighting and pushing our political agendas onto other systems.
So the good news is when we are slowly making progress, we currently have two, so the states, we've got two pending states that are good. We've got an expansion pending, which means we could be looking at expanding into another system outside of Alpha Centauri in the near future. We've also got an election pending, and that will be an election in the Y0855-0714, which when that lands, that should be an election to take over the against the coalition who's in charge of the system, and we could then, if we win that election, we will finally take over WISE. So we haven't done an election before, and we think it's just a case of keeping our influence high once we go into that election state. I'm sure we can cheat.
I tell you what, it's good we don't have an election at Hutton Orbital, because all the postal votes would never get there in time.
We don't have an election at Hutton Orbital because this is not a democracy, it's a dictatorship. Alvin, he's evil. I mean, he's lovely. Alvin, sorry.
What? But we do need to break out of the lock. We're currently in lockdown, and we also need to make sure we don't go into boom or civil unrest. So, lockdown. Everyone's been doing great. We need to, in WISE, we shoot anything that moves that's not Hutton aligned. So if it's flying, shoot it. That will increase the lockdown for the controlling faction, lower their influence, and give us some of the influence points. But we need to keep an eye on how close we are. If we get our influence too high in WISE, we could lose the election state that's pending. So that's good. Alpha Centauri, bounty hunting, no need to use a kill warrant scanner because we only want Hutton Truckers bounties. So anyone that's wanted, shoot it and claim the bounty. And mission running. Now, I did a post on Facebook earlier on. So there's some if people who don't want to do pew-pew, we've got some missions that they can do to help lower the pending states of boom and civil unrest. Because if we can lower those before they land, then we'll go straight into either election or expansion next. So the good missions to do are salvage missions to recover rebel transmissions, courier missions, and look for the ones that are to take like data packages, so the ones that don't require cargo space. They're really good of actually lowering lockdown. And also, if you see any missions for bringing in stolen weapons into WISE or Alpha Centauri, they will actually help lower the civil unrest. The one other thing that Alvin's graciously agreed to allow us to do is, so the quality of missions and the quantity you get are linked to the faction's influence and also your standing with them. So if any commanders aren't actually at an allied level with Hutton Orbital Truckers, Alvin said they're allowed to accept charity missions if they see them. They're not actually good for other stuff, but they are, yeah. Those commanders can do charity missions until they get they're allied with Hutton Orbital Truckers.
He just wants free dog biscuits again. That's all he's after.
That's what he wants. He's after Scooby snacks.
Yeah, the problem with doing the charity missions, is that it increases our lockdown state, right?
So that's why it's only allowed to people who aren't already allied. Because so you've got like friendly and things. So if you're allied, then you have a greater choice of missions for you from the Hutton Orbital Truckers will appear in the bulletin board. So for those few commanders that, for some obscure reason, aren't already allied with us, then they're okay. But everyone else should avoid charity missions because of that reason.
Now, is there any particular way, I mean, obviously you're talking about the missions that are advisable for people to take. Are these missions that they should be taking in WISE, again, from the Hutton Orbital Truckers and also in Alvin?
Yes. So both the home system that we've got and the one we're taking over, so basically any Hutton Orbital Truckers cooperative missions that are salvage missions, courier missions of the type that, say, take data packages or things like that, the ones that don't require cargo space, and ones that bring in any form of sort of stolen battle weapons or personal weapons, that they're good for lowering civil unrest.
Fantastic. I mean, it's quite an exciting time that we're in the potential of taking WISE and expanding elsewhere at the same time.
Yep, so I think what we don't get to see is, so the pending states all have, from that last post from Mike Brooks, have a pool of sort of points in them, and basically the actions you do increase or decrease that pool. So depending on what we do and how big those pools are is which state we'll go into next. But if people can pick up submissions as well, that will help lower the boom in civil unrest states, which we don't want, and then increase our chance of going into expansion or election next.
We had a bit of advice from one of the other player groups, actually, working out where we're likely to expand to next. And it's based on all sorts of complex things, like, has it got space for us and how near is it? But
yep.
Do we know where we're likely to go to next, and has it got a large pad?
Yes, and I don't want to answer the question, because Alvin's going to bite me.
So what we're saying is it's another pants location with no large pad.
Yes, so the current thought of the spy team, so I've got to shout out to Commander Rascon, who's done an awful lot of work of actually scouting out every system within a 35-light-year radius, counted the number of factions. So two of the factors are the number of factions they've got and the distance from your system. We think those are the two key factors, and sorting that into a lovely Excel spreadsheet gives us Luham 16, which has a outpost and not much else.
So yeah. It's not Sol, it's not Barnard Star, it's another... Has he got a res site that's got, great stuff
no.
in it that we can hunt? No,
no, it's not got much.
It's at least in a million light seconds from the star, isn't it?
No, that is the good point. At least the outpost is less than, I think, 1,000 light years. light seconds, not light years. Light years would be wrong.
Patch of grass with a fire hydrant next to it for Alvin?
We would accept anything apart from another outpost.
And a small bin that you can put plastic bags full of bio waste in, yeah?
Yeah, close. So the only slight good, the second closest system that we believe we would expand into is Barnard Star. Now, we would be quite happy with Barnard Star. That would work out brilliantly, but our current thought is we think it will be Luham 16 if we expand out of Alpha Centauri again.
There's nothing we can do to knacker that up by sort of making other factions expand into it double quick time.
Yes, but I don't think we can, given how much... So the current theory is, to stop us going into Luham, we would have to... Luman, I can't pronounce it. We would have to support all other factions in the area and get them to expand into that system and fill it up. So we'd have to... Currently, that's got five factions in, so we think we'd have to get two other minor factions, expand them into their first to block it for us, which is...
We can't give it to Honcho and the Code and just invite them to go and do things there.
We could ask them to. If they want that, they're more than welcome to that system. All those Federation people, that they're more than welcome to keep that system to themselves. Many, because Trap 3's blocked there as well.
Oh, God, no.
There's got three cubicles, so that's a plus. Wise has only got two. So that's quite interesting. That's a nice sort of roundup of we are moving and things are great. And of course, people that are part of the truckers out there, we thank you for your continued support. If you've been joining us in TeamSpeak, then it's been nice to meet you. We've got a couple of new commanders that have come in recently, and we've run through with them, and they've been helping out. We've got people bringing the metal alloys, and they've been getting delivered as well. So I mean, there's an awful lot of stuff going on. And if you want to join us in the TeamSpeak, it's Lave Radio's TeamSpeak channel that they happily let us use, which is laveradio.teamspeak3.com. Well, I think we've looked at the likes of, is it Discuss, the new sort of chat software?
Oh, Discord. When we joined the Diamond Frogs, they have quite a nifty setup in there. So they were invited by one of our top truckers to come and lend us a hand on the PvP thing. And the guys really, they cleansed that system of everybody, including truckers. But they did a cracking job for us. But they use Discord, which I've not used for a while. But they've programmed or got a custom setup in there, which has got an IFF setup. So they message in there, you do a sort of exclamation mark IFF and the name of a commander, and it checks it against whitelists and blacklists, and then it scrambles their whole team, emails them, it text messages them, it does the bat signal and says, oh my god, a Honcho's there, let's go get him, or oh no, oh, you know, Eric Marquez, alright, he's a trucker.
I was impressed, that was a very impressive system. You had to look at that as well, Eric.
Sorry. I was impressed with it as well. And I was going to say, speaking of members, I know Alvin is very happy of the fact that we have exceeded 700 members in our Facebook group. And I plan on bringing in quite a bit more come PAX South next weekend, 29th through the 31st of January. I've got business cards made up. We'll be handing them out to every single person who visits the Elite Dangerous booth and try to get more truckers in.
We've got a few of the commanders that know us already and have been helping us turning up. I understand the Diamond Frog is actually going to be turning up, one of them at least, as well. And another player group that dropped us a request for an advert recently, which you were fairly impressed with because they're Buck Naked fans and you're his agent.
Well, it's good to hear. And actually, I can't wait to meet Crass Kitty. She'll be one of the ambassadors there at PAX South working alongside with me.
And on that incredibly convenient note, I don't suppose we had any broadcasts from those guys, did we?
We do. We have the very, very ad that you have been speaking thereof. I think we'll play this and then we'll go to a quick advert after that. But yes, everyone out there, enjoy this. It is... I love it.
Today on Policing the Republic...
Okay, Commander, I'm just finishing up your cargo scan, and you have 100 tons of slave on board. You realize those are illegal, right?
Yeah, they may be illegal here, but, you know, where I picked them up was perfectly legal, but rather than going through the whole rigmarole of you telling me that, you know, I could go to jail, how about we work something out?
What do you mean, work something out?
Well, obviously, I've got 100 tons of slaves on board, but I don't need this many. My client only needs 80. So how about I leave some of them over here somewhere, and then I go about my merry way. We're all good.
Are you attempting to bribe the chief of police, Commander?
Officer, I would never bribe a police officer, especially the chief of police, but I would be willing to leave some cargo somewhere. What do you think?
What would you do in this situation? Why not come and find out at edrp.space? We are a private group of elite dangerous role players who focus on great interaction and building our adventures. We look forward to having you join us, Commander.
edrp.space.
Now I can take one more jump towards you, 'cause all you're wanting is the key. You know it's not that cool anymore. You spoil the game I love the most.
Gonna be
Barnacles! 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 I'm not quite sure what we're going to talk about next.
Barnacles, then.
Barnacles, yeah.
Barnacles. Anyway, we're trying to get a little bit more organised this year. I mean, we were great last year and we did the thing, but we've got 720-some truckers helping us now, and lots of people keep asking us about, what are we up to at the moment? And then we said, oh, listen to the radio station. And it's playing music and not telling us anything useful. So we're trying to get all our little ducks in line at the moment and actually put things up that are useful for gameplay on the Facebook page and on the website and bits and bobs. But we're trying to put together a weekly sort of news update at the moment.
No,
which is proving difficult.
Yeah, well, obviously, because we do our news programmes when we can on a Thursday night, but we do have the live stream where we can put in news that plays hourly. And if you've listened to the station recently, you'll have heard the Rex Bottoms coming through hourly as well. I think it's on the hour as well, pretty much. No, it's not. It's on the half hour.
He's a punctual fella, is that Mr. Bottoms?
He is.
Yeah, especially for being missing, he's rather punctual.
It does sound like the Federals are quite regular as well from that last clip.
Oh God, those squits, really. I tried not to giggle too hard when he had those squits. And, ping. Anyway, what we're trying to do is, on the Facebook page particularly, is put up at the very top of it, on the pinned post, the what we're up to at the moment. And we had some... It went ping again. We try and do this sort of with regular graphics, that you know what it is, hot pit updates and radio updates and whatever else, but we're trying to put together a weekly click here and download it. This is what the heck we're up to. Now, we tried it last week and promptly won the war and rendered the entire piece of work completely redundant. So Alien did loads of work and then it was rubbish because we won the war. So what we're trying to look at the moment is what's going on, not just our own events, but other stuff, CGs, Barnacles, lots and lots of barnacles. Sargoids, they haven't turned up yet. They've got nothing to do with barnacles. And trying to put them all into a little newsletter for the 720 people out there to say, if you want to help us, this is what we're doing. If you want to do a CG and make yourselves unfeasibly wealthy, this is what you do. If you've got great screenshots and want to show off, this is also what you do. So we're trying to resurrect that one. So if you're on the Facebook page, have a look. I'm going to be, with Alien's help, requesting for more info, and we're going to give it a go at doing it once a week and putting out there, this is what we're up to as a summary.
So that people can get involved in what they fancy. Something else that cropped up midweek as well, because obviously we've had a lot of help from other factions and commanders in-game in the Y system, and some of them were then withdrawing because there were issues in their home systems too. And what I have to say is, you know, we are not a one-way faction at all, and Truckers is not an exclusive group. We're not, you're a trucker or you're nothing else. It's not that at all, because trucking is a belief system. It's not... it's not a complete way of life. It's kind of a belief system that you like to transfer stuff from one place to another, and that's pretty much all it takes to be a trucker. So, you know, you can be a member of other factions, you can be a member of other groups, and you can just help the Hutton Truckers when it suits you, and we will come and help you if you need us. If you've got a community goal that's important to your group and you want the help of 700 crazy truckers to come and bring stuff somewhere and drop it off, if you want to have a convoy of truckers coming to help you at a CG, if you've got problems in your system and you need help overthrowing an oppressive regime, just drop us a call. We'll put that into the newsletter so that we can highlight it to the rest of our commanders, and whoever's in that area can get involved with you. And we're looking forward to it. I mean, it's the thing that we really enjoy is changing the shape of the universe with other players for the fun of it, you know, not for anything too serious, but it's quite nice to be making a lot of efforts, and to see the results coming now is brilliant. So yeah, we're getting organised.
Well, I mean, the last one, I mean, we've done, everybody says, PvP scary stuff. The last time the Hutton Truckers, we're a bunch of truckers who take stuff places. The last time we tried any PvP was actually in beta. We were all hiding in beta. We were testing out stuff and we took on the code, but it was in beta, so there were no consequences. And it was really refreshing in the last week to have a proper go with proper consequences with real players. I mean, Marshall and CheeseWiz and the team sort of dragged us properly into having a crack at player versus player combat. And to be fair, our opposition They killed us, but they were very well behaved. And then, I mean, there was no antagonistic behaviour. There was no salty language. It was proper. You know, we had our side, they had their side, they had a reason for being there. We were trying not to expand and not be in war, but hey, we got stuck in. And it was really refreshing to have some, you know, we want to call it healthy PvP, proper, genuine, you know, reasoned combat in ships. And it was really enjoyable.
It was fun, yeah. I mean, I missed that again. I was obviously with the things in our family, in my family life, the last couple of weeks has been pretty crazy, and kept me away. But I did think, oh, it does look like fun. Looks like these guys are having a right carry on. And, you know, fighting is good. PvP is a lovely part of the game when it's done in a way that makes sense and kind of encourages you. And even when you lose, it gives you a story. And that's you know, that's brilliant.
Well, I think the purpose on this one was it was with consent. The people there chose to come and do that, and if you don't want to do it, don't worry about it. But if you did, there was the opportunity there with a sort of a reason. We were trying to rescue Rex, and we'll get onto that one in a minute, but there was a reason to be there that was fun and in the story, and they were there for a reason as well, and it was just a good laugh.
Now, with regards to this radio, sorry, the Hutton Orbital radio station, now we've been going for considerably longer than we expected. It was expected to be running for a month for the purposes of the Mug community goal alone. And here we are expanding. We've got some new DJs in the background that will be coming through and creating new shows for them in the coming week. So keep an eye out for that. I think we've got 4 new DJs, including a number of the team in the back office who are currently quickly selecting their music tastes and filling their boxes. If you do...
Commander Spike with the hits of John Denver, yeah?
That's the one.
I'm going to have a complete hour of nothing but George Michael.
Oh, God. So we might be one
you
less.
Have faith.
We've got one less DJ now. But anyway, that's something that we like. We like feedback. If there's a particular show that you really enjoy, let us know. If there's one that you're finding that's just a little bit, you know, it's maybe, you know, flattening your mojo somewhat, let us know. We can shake it up a bit if there's particular songs. I know there's been some requests that some of the songs in, I think it's one particular commander's DJ section, are a little bit inappropriate and not safe for work. I'm not going to point any elbows because I think physically that would be impossible. Yes, it is my slot. And we're kind of working on possibly creating a sort of watershed section where some of these songs, cause some of them are good, but there's maybe not appropriate if you just turn into your office, fire up your PC, fly open the radio station, sit back with your cup of coffee, and then proceed to spray it all over your office place as the Mac lads come on. So I apologise for anyone that's been in that circumstances. We are going to work on doing something to resolve that.
I've got a request. I was going to drag down. We've got something going on this weekend as well. A cooperative PWP event going on this weekend, and we happen to have a celebrity star up in the chat channel with us. Have we got a second to bring him down?
Yeah, absolutely. Can you?
Yeah, it was a surprise. You don't know about this one. It's Commander Hoba Mallow, who has been working with me on preparing the weekend.
Let me just see if I can. Did you grab him? No, you didn't. I did it. I'll get it. Doink, there he goes. Good evening, Mr. Mallow, who is currently...
Good evening, Commanders. How the devil are you?
Oh, we're devilishly good. Oh, my goodness, this is the man with a voice for radio.
That's right. He's going to...
He's a smooth fellow, is Hoba Mallow. Well, anyway, this weekend, I mean, we know all about it, but you've been doing some research. We thought we'd just drag you down here and you could talk for a bit and we could sip beer while you do it.
Yep, not a problem.
We're up to stuffs, and you tell everybody what the stuffs are and how to join.
Yep, not a problem. Come and join us at Hutton Orbital Truckers Facebook group. Join in the Velo Assault. Now, I got told by somebody that Velo means sorcerer in Old Sol Finnish, so I've named it Operation Sorcerer's Tower, as Rex Bottom is locked away. So this Saturday evening at 8:30 Galactic Mean Time, somebody's just opened a beer and my dog's barking, we're planning a base assault on Velo. Now, this assault involves 2 AA guns, about 14 defense turrets, and we're going in with 3 wings of SRVs and a small contingent of air support.
It's proper ground assault stuff. I mean, we're not going with the heavy guns. We're going in ground level.
Well, we don't want to blow Rex Bottoms out of his bottom.
You don't want to blow the bottom out of Rex.
No, that works when Cal starts making the curry.
Yeah, that's for later. That's how we try and clear cubicle 3. So that's really interesting. Okay, if the people are only able to listen to this and they've not been able to get to the Facebook page for Hutton Truckers, if you go to huttonorbital.com, you will see in the front page on the bottom right hand corner there's a number of links, including one to our Facebook page. You can get to it through that. If you're not on Facebook, how can they join in? Is there a place they need to be? And is there a commander in game that they should friend and be prepared to send a message to on the day?
I think landing at Warriors 0855-07146 is where we're going to be. So if you kind of turn up half an hour early to the event, sorry, the assault, either friend Vin, myself, Hoba Mello, Goose, let me just check his numbers.
We've got Commander, we've got four wings live. We've got Commander Puppy's in charge of one wing, isn't he? Or is he in one wing?
No, I think Puppy's got an SRV contingent. You yourself, Vin, have got one. I've got one. Commander Aiden.
A'DEN.
Yes, he has the wing contingent.
We've got the notorious pirate of old beta days, Zaphod Beeble, joining us as well in an Imperial Eagle or something similar. Anyway, we've got wing leaders for it. Basically, turn up at Velo Keep, land somewhere away from it, look for other ships. We are going to be doing this one in the Hutton Truckers private group. I mean, that's not for hiding from federal types. It's for instancing. So we're trying to publish on the Facebook group all the names of the commanders taking wings. Get them on your friends list. We need everybody and everybody else's friends list. We're all going to do it in the Hutton Truckers private group for instancing. So we're trying to get a minimum 60, and then we're looking for a full set. You know, we're looking for a full 32-person instance assaulting this base. If we kick its backside, we'll do it again. If we die horribly, we'll do it again. So we're from 8:30 in the evening, we're going to be rocking that place and trying to get Rex out of it.
So if you're looking to join the Hutton Truckers private group, when you go into your elite client, go to your friends and private groups, click in the private group tab, search for Hutton, you'll find Hutton Truckers, and click on apply, and then our dear administration team will allow you into the group at that time. But heed this: if you are a dirty, undercover, backstabbing double agent, we will hunt you down and crumble all your biscuits. That's what we do. We will make your biscuits crumbs.
Not my hobnobs.
Definitely.
We had a special treat this week as well, because a very, very special legendary commander came and joined us for a recon mission over at Velho Keep. We put out a broadcast for the for assistance, you know, looking over the place, taking pictures, sneaking in there, having a look at it. And a very, very special commander came and joined us this week as a treat.
That's great. It's a fantastic tease, but it's absolutely not nice if you don't go tell us who it was.
Well, I mean, you watched Escape Velocity.
Yes, Commander Half a Job Harry.
Yeah, Half a Job Harry. That Elias Thane fella, you know, that one who was on the radio while we were all waiting for the game to turn up, and he was doing this radio play, lots about his exploits. Well, he came and joined us and actually flew over the site a few times and did some scouting and gave us a sneak peek of what he's up to in February as well.
Wow, well, I think, you know, I've got a little broadcast from him. Shall we play it now?
Oh yes, please. I've been dying ever since the last
segue
of season 2.
Smooth ended. Stuff from Hutton Orbital.
It's always smooth. This is a silent bit of the video. It's coming on
now. This is Elias Thane, acting commander of the Montoya Sword. Listen up, commanders, because this isn't going to be easy. You'll be pleased to know that your tactical recce has been performed by the lowest bidder. Get used to it. In the WISE 0855-0714 system, you are looking for the fifth moon of the sixth planet. You've got a high security facility with a standard deployment of at least 5 skimmer sentries, 13 defence turrets and 2 anti-air defence platforms. You'll have to assume your target is in the central tower. Getting to the target isn't going to be quick, so base defences will have to be taken out. Not the kind of deal I'd sign up to, but I'm just providing the pictures. There's not much ground cover around the site. You're looking for this low ridge, coordinate 62.0317 by 119.8733. There's not a lot of room, but you'll be out of sight of the facility until you choose to move. Recommend you wing up, get a leader down on the ground, and head to their position. The turrets are in a standard double ring around the base, here and here. These are the anti-air batteries. I know very little about taking these out. Suggest you head for these control nodes and see what options you get. Oh, and keep an eye out for the skimmers. They're small, they run you down harder than you think. Good luck, Commanders.
Wow. Now, if you've not seen the video accompanying that, the briefing, it is a stunning, stunning briefing video, and it gives you in quite details exactly what you're going to be up against. So it's definitely worth having a look. That was awesome.
No, sorry, squee! The reason I'm going squee is because that radio play, when I first listened to it, was the kind of stuff that kept me going while I was waiting for the game to be launched in alpha and beta. And for Mr. Jarvis to actually loan, Elias Thane to the stuff we're getting up to, I had a big squee.
We had to mop it up. That will be what days that was coming up, the events, as I'm looking.
Saturday.
It is Assault on Vilho Keep in the Wise.
The Sorcerer's Tower.
The Sorcerer's Tower, yes. And you can join that event through our Facebook page. Or, as I said, if you turn up on the day and just happen to be at the sixth moon of the ninth moon of the... I didn't even pay attention. How bad's that? Anyway.
Turn up 6E. And shoot stuff, okay?
6E. So, yes, you'll find it the 6E.
It's a 6E place.
Yeah.
And, I've got another announcement. For those people who can't show up or they can't play Elite, I'm trying to segue into this, there's a new game for your phone. This is only for Android right now, called Elite, A-L-I-T-E. And it's just like the original Elite. It's a blast to play, and definitely recommend the download.
Can you do that while you're flying to Hutton? I mean, the hour and a half, could you log in on your phone?
Oh, easy.
On that thing between your legs that used to be there, that's not there anymore and is your SRV, but could you log in and play something?
Easily. And the best thing is, in order to fly the ship, all you do is tilt the phone around.
That's amazing!
Yep, so I fly when I'm in bed, getting ready to fall asleep, and I'm going, okay, I'm going to take this one last load of food to Zayance.
So it's machinery and computers one way, and it's luxury goods and other stuff the other way. Has it got fat black felines and edible poet?
It does. It has the original 8 galaxies that you can jump in between and all the other good stuff.
Does it have blue slimy frogs?
I haven't seen them yet, but I'm sure that they're in there, because it's got color pictures
of
everything.
Don't lick those frogs. It all goes a bit trippy after that. You think barnacles are bad. This is not... No, I've lost the train of thought there.
You started licking the frog again. Just honestly, I don't know. You've never learned.
So a bit more information about the assault on Velo, i.e. the Sorcerer's Tower. It is based in a crater, so there are ridges that people can deploy and group up at. So the way the base is shaped is kind of like a straight line with a Y coming out of it. So we're going to have the wing contingent to the very south of the Y. We're going to have one SRV wing at the north. And then the other two SRV wings are going to be positioned so they can go straight for the AA guns.
Right, so the master plan is that we're going to take out the AA guns, and then we bring the aircraft in, and then we smash the Watsit out of it until we find Rex, yeah?
Yep, we have had a little bit of more intel since Commander Thane kindly gave us the video. There are a lot of stills that I took on Saturday evening, and then went for a practice run at Tufla to try and test out how best to take out a base. So, SRV contingents, if you die, try and group up together, because there may be nodules that you need to scan together as a wing. If not, the mission will fail. So once we've taken out all the defences, whoever's left, group up, start scanning nodules, and we'll win.
Okay, so we've got one group coming from the little gully. I think you said it was to the south. So there's a little gully where you can stay out of sight. There's a bunch of us coming in there, mopping up any skimmers and turrets from that side and drawing fire. We've then got one team taking out one turret. We've got one team taking out the other turret. And as soon as the turrets are down, we've got the flight wing coming in to mop up the resistance.
That's the plan.
It does sound awesome. I definitely want to try and be there. It's unfortunate Saturday night's a bit awkward for me, but we'll see what we can do.
You're a long way away, aren't you? You said you were about 1,000 light years away.
Yes, I know, but I've got my other special backup pilot called Bertram Cowell, who is available to fill in for situations just like this, to be able to sort of allow me to do both, which is awesome. So I will try and join if I can. I'll try to think what else we've got coming.
I've got a question about that as well. Do we have Twitch feeders or a cameraman to...
We will have a cameraman floating around 750 meters above the site so they don't get attacked, so they can get an aerial view so everybody can watch it from top down.
Excellent.
And where will that
be? If I can, twitching.
We'll all be twitching, to be fair.
We'll all be twitching.
We're hoping
a well-known... Was it Noctivegas who said he might be able to come along and do some twitching for us as well?
It was, yes.
So Noctivegas might be, but we're going to publish details of who it is. I'm going to be twitching at the time, but we're trying to find a volunteer camera person to actually take an aerial view of the whole assault and broadcast the whole aerial view.
As Rick's Bottoms twitching.
Well, I think that kind of wraps things up tonight. Have we got any other impending events? I know we've got Abracadabra tomorrow night from 7 p.m. with my good self. Do you guys have anything else? I know we've got this. Now, what was it? It was Alit. Was it Alit on the Android
A-Lite.
Phone?
Alit. So you want to check that out? I did put that on our Facebook page, so somewhere scroll down, you'll find it.
Fantastic. Is there anything else?
I have a couple of messages from people. I've got Commander, I never know how to say his name, Reichdar, if it needs a ch in the middle of it or not.
It's Reichdar.
Yeah, Reichdar. Basically, OMG, my station's up the Swanee. Rubigo, where everybody's been robbing things from and making themselves rich, seems to be up the Swanee at the moment as well. And there's a CG to do meta alloys, and there's one over to our station. Well, not a CG, but delivering them up to our station to try and rescue it as well. But he says, please help. Rubigo is up the Swanee, and a lot of the Xbox users are asking for help on that one as well. So if we've got any Xbox players, Rubigo needs some help too with some barnacles.
No, that's not the current news, because we had an urgent update this evening regarding the barnacles, because I believe there's a barnacle community goal, and the belief is that if we can complete that community goal, that will trigger repairs to these stations, as opposed to what's not been proven yet, and there's no fact in returning these two damaged stations. We've not managed to negotiate or to record any improvements in those stations, so we think that the best use of these meta alloys is to take them to the community goal, to take your barnacles to the community goal, and we'll try and get information on that up on our Facebook page as soon as we can, just to make sure that if we get behind that, get that goal out of the way, we may find that these stations then have some kind of repair package sent to them, which would be awesome.
Well, that's with our friends from Canon and Stellar, isn't it, who are helping out with that one?
I believe so.
You know what's going to happen? All these unidentified artifacts that have been messing up our stations, and then we're going to bring them meta alloys. The next thing you know, the aliens are going to take over each one of our stations. They're going to turn into these insects and eat us out our innards, and it's all going to be, oh my god, I can't handle it.
I, for one, welcome our insect overlords.
Hey, no, Alvin is our overlord. Don't cross Alvin.
Dogs eat bugs.
That's right.
Yeah, dogs eat bugs.
I accept our fuzzy overlord, not insect overlords. He's only got fuzzy ones.
Now, Eric, you're the agent for Buck Naked of Lake on Spaceways as well, and on the 6th, you've got something happening.
Apparently, yeah, he's got a special package he needs to deliver, but we're not sure what's going to happen. It's all kind of up in the air at the moment.
Right, so basically we're going to be hunting Buck's package on the 6th.
Well, there's a community goal I never thought we'd see in-game.
Can I mount it on my wall? Budgie smuggling, maybe? Yes.
So they're smuggling somewhere near Buck's package. Oh, God, it's gone wrong.
Yes, let's leave that one there. So that's more to come on that again later. Hober, have you got anything impending you want to shout out for before we bring this show to a close?
I seem to have some kind of message from Commander Mind Vip. It says, clean up an R3. Rex Bottom has just dropped his load. I repeat, Rex Bottom has just dropped his load.
And on that note, thank you very much to Commander Spike for joining us tonight, for Commander Eric Marquet, Van de Un, and indeed Halbar Mallow. And of course, we've got some newsletters that we're hoping that with Alien we're going to have on a regular basis to give you a quick go-to sheet that you can find out what's going on in the Hutton Truckers this week and what you can get involved with. Remember to add yourself to the friends list, and remember to invite yourself along to the Hutton Truckers private group in order for us to help to track each other. And I think that's about it. Any last words, Dave?
Goodbye.
That's what I figured. Thank you very much, guys, for joining us. We are going to play you out with a beautiful rendition from the two old truckers in the bar. And we will catch you next time. We should have a news broadcast next week as well, all things going well. So do tune back in again, 8:30 on Thursday night next week, and we will catch you there. This is Psycho Cow signing out on behalf of the Hunt Truckers. We will catch you again next time.
Well, I went down to Hutton and I saw Alvin. He was like, "Orf," and I was like, "Yeah, whatever."
Yeah, and this pirate comes up to me and he's all like, "Give me all your stuff," and I'm like, "Yeah, whatever."
So, well, later, I'm at the planet and this skimmer comes up and it's like, "Pew, pew," and I'm like, "Yeah, whatever."
Because this is my faction state or whatever.
And this is your faction state of whatever.
And this is our faction state of whatever.
Well then, it was 3 a.m. and I'm in a war zone wearing my python. This fed comes up and he says, "Hey, punk." I'm like, "Yeah, whatever."
Right, yeah, and then I'm smuggling in the Rubigo and Officer Leroy comes up to me and he's like, "Hey, I thought I told you," and I'm like, "Yeah, whatever."
Well, then up comes Simuth. I'm like, "Yo, Simuth, what's up?" He's like, "Nothing." And I'm like, "That's cool."
Because this is my faction state of whatever. And this is our Hutton faction. Whatever.
The year is 2015, and NASA launches the last of America's deep space probes in a freak mishap. Texas Ranger 3 and its pilot, Eric Buck Naked, are blown out of a trajectory and into an orbit that freezes his life support systems and returns Buck Naked to Earth nearly a century and a quarter later.
There, Hoss. I'm Buck. You see this asp? This ain't your asp. This is mine. But it could be yours. Only from Lagon Spaceway.
Hutton Orbital Radio. Your listening choices.
Us?
Or static.